I'm seeing four beams of light, and they've formed into one beam now. So a bright yellow with red around that, and then blue. Going in there. Seeing this four beings, four different light beings, but then they form into one being. And then they separate and then they form back to one being again. Having to go through the green, just a minute. I'm going through different colors. They're colors of transformation. Green and yellow. Yea, greetings upon you, my beloved ones. It is I, Chideyu, and I come forth to you this day to enfold you in my wings and radiate love upon you from all the spirit beings and of the angels and of the Spirit of God. It is at this time, in this present precious moment of time, that I come forth to speak to you. I will speak but for a brief instance, but the words I speak, I pray, will be heard round the world, for it is again dealing with the effects of this earth and of the causal body of this earth. For what I wish to speak to you of is in the memories and of the preciousness of time. I come forth for the children. I come forth as the protector. And I am today speaking of those who are the elderly in this time frame. For the elderly, those who have become aged in their physical bodies and oftentimes their emotional bodies, have always within them a third presence, which is the soul. And the soul is timeless. It goes on forever, as you know. But I speak as to the importance of the elderly and those who have their story. For so oftentimes, those of the elders' voices are not heard, and those, as in ancient times, of the storytellers are not heard, for they too have their story, and they too have their life that was most precious to them, and they too nursed at their mother's breast, as all of you have. And they too were of youth and vigor and strength. But I am here to remind you that time is a robber of one's dreams and one's hopes and desires and strengths. Time will take away your youth. Time will take away your patience. Time can take away your hopes and dreams. As you look upon the elders, you will see this. And when they are most fragile and in need of the emotional support of the youth and their loved ones, they have been disregarded in their respect as to who they are. They have lost their identity in many ways. There comes upon a person when they become an elder that they become very alone, and this loneliness is what takes them away and prepares them for the afterlife, for they become so distraught with this world and with these people of this world, for they see them not in the same eyes as you see yourselves. Without the support and the love that they are so desiring of, just as you and all the youth of this world desire but one thing, and that is to be loved, they have been in many instances rejected or thought upon as being a chore, and emotionally, even to visit with an elder can become a chore to the youth of this society. And I say that I am here to remind all of you of this world that one day you will look upon the earth through the same eyes if you are not very careful in maintaining your spirituality and maintaining the love unconditionally for this earth that so few of the elders have left, is this unconditional love and forgiveness for the youth that they are leaving behind. The elders have their story and wisdom, if you but listen. For they have, through much of their life, even though many have made their mistakes, they have carried over from that lifetime, even in a negative sense, an amount of wisdom that can be handed on to their generations that are yet to come. But I say that now there is a distance in the generations, even from the elders to their own children, and from their children's children, and so on, so that there is no connection there of the emotions and love that is so necessary and integral for the growth of the children of the society. For I have said before that parents are but children who have grown older, and so it is with those that are the elders. They have within them a child of the soul. It is only the physical body which deteriorates, and oftentimes the mental body will leave in an attempt to escape that of the realities of this earth and of the negligence and the disregard of themselves as a total human being. I speak this to you this day, for it is most important that there becomes the bond, even though the youth of this society, many of them have been taught to laugh at those who are elderly and to disregard their words and comments as coming from someone who is incoherent and their mental capacities have left them. It is not so. They must be awakened. And it is only through the youth of this world that they can become awakened and know that they are truly loved. And in their passing, when it comes time for that transformation, the love is essential. For if they do not possess this love within their being and their soul, then their transformation becomes difficult. For they must fulfill and absorb the energies which it will take to overcome the loneliness of the soul, for loneliness is undying. I unfold my wings and spread the word of understanding. For this is all it is, all there is, and all there is to be is just simple understanding of one's needs and desires. And the greatest need is love and to be understood, to be respected. to come into this earth and live your life, reflect upon your life, to become one who is aged, and reflect backward will always cause you pain and sorrow in many ways. For if each person lives their life accordingly, they will make mistakes. They will sin. They will have greed. They will be selfish. This is in part of learning, and learning from your mistakes. And as the elders sit and reflect upon their life, they carry with them much guilt as to how they would have lived their life differently. I say, do not reflect. You have learned and learned well. Release the pain of your living days. Accept those who love you and accept yourself. For it comes time for the elders to make their transformation into the God body. Go with pride and dignity, for many of you are tired from your physical and emotional and mental ailments. The tiredness will cease as you release the guilt. Come into my wings, and I will enfold you with love and carry you once again to your days of youth. For you will come full circle as the roses are planted and the buds appear and the bloom comes full and withers and dies. It is not in the following spring the same rose reappears. It does not come back as daffodils. It comes as a rose. So also will you rejuvenate and come again to bloom once more.